Okay, today we're going to continue with the Gemara. Tomorrow, Wednesday, will be the first package here of the Zman. So I'll bring out the packets in the morning, Bez Hashem, so you could use the Seder to go through them. Okay? And Bez Hashem is coming Sunday. We'll have our first Halacha Shir, etc. So we'll get into the groove of things. Okay. So let's see, we're up to the Gemara. Ha'ish Mekadosh Es Bito K'shehi Nara. So the Gemara says that we mentioned last week that a father can accept Kiddushin for his daughter. So that means that if a father sees a man in the street and he likes him, so they can make a deal and he can give the Kesef Kiddushin to the father in front of Adam. And the father is the girl. Right? And that's even without her consent. Because he represents the daughter. He represents his daughter. So Mamela, that's up until the age of Bogaris. Because once she's a Bogaris, we said that's called Lot. Soma Bechayaviyah. And Yisoma B'chayavia she's independent. And we mentioned there are two types of Yisoma B'chayavia. One is a Bogaris, and the one is a woman who was a Nesua at one point, and then she got divorced. So even though she's back in her father's home, but she's not in his Rishus, and he can't accept Kedushin. But if there was just Erisin, and she got divorced, then she comes back into his Rishus if she's not yet 12 and a half, and then he could marry her off again. So here we were talking about marrying off. It's not like the colloquial terms of marrying off. They say, all right, I married off my daughter. You married off your 20-year-old daughter. That just means you paid for the catering. But marrying off means, here it means literally you accept the Kedushin. You are her. So the Gemara says, Ish Mekadosh Es Bito K'shehi Nara. So it's funny. The Mishnah is funny. Because Nara is a Chiddush, but what about Ketana? Right? If you say Nara, one could think maybe only Nara. Whereas why does the Mishnah say Ish Mekadosh Es Bito K'shehi Nara? Why only Nara? So Ish Mekadosh Es Bito K'shehi Nara, K'shehi Nara in, K'shehi Tana lo. Misayele l'rav d'omar rav Yehuda omar ravi temer rav Elezer osu l'odom shikadosh es bito k'shik tana ad shitigodel v'tomar ploni ani rotsa. So the Gemara says that in Hanami, you're right, it works for Ketana also, but for Ketana you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to marry off your daughter when she's a Ketana, because we want, in other words, because when she's a Ketana, we assume she doesn't really know what's going on. So then that means it's totally going to be up to the father's choice. So it's chal. It is chal because the Ketana is in the father's rishus either way. So it's chal, but still we don't want you to do that because we want the girl to know who she's marrying. So once she's a Nara, at least she'll know. And presumably we assume that if the father won't do it if he knows that she's doesn't like the fellow. But once she's a Ketana, we assume she really doesn't know what's going on. And a Ketana again could mean even one day old is a Ketana. And I still owe you that Rambam. I'm going to show it to you. That even which Rambam? Even when she's pregnant, the Uber. You can marry an Uber. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that's why the Mishnah only mentioned Nara, because by Ketana, even though it works, it's not recommended. Also, Lodam Shikadosh Es Bito K'shehi Ketana Ad Shetigodel V'Tom Ploni Ani Rotsa. Oh, so let's see Tosis. let's see, we're up to the third Tosis. Also, Olam Shei Kaddish, that's going on the previous Gemara, where the Gemara says that you're not allowed to be Mekaddish Anishan until you see her. Avogav the Katan Ish Mekaddish. So if it says Ish Mekaddish Bo Bushlucho, the Lashon of Ish Mekaddish is a Lashon Lachatchila. But you could do it. Ish Mekaddish, you could do it. So how can you tell me that it's really not Lachatchila? In other words, the Gemara is saying it's really not Lachatchila, because if he's going to do it with Shlucho, then he didn't see her. So how could... So the Gemara is saying it's only B'dievet. The Mishnah is saying Ish Mekaddish Bo B'Shluchi V'Lachatchila. So what's the Pshah? Avok Avdek Atan Ish Mekaddish L'Chatchila Lo K'nokon Le'e El Shmi'in and Din Kedushin. In other words, what the Mishnah is interested in telling us is that it's Chal. Din Kedushin means that it works. Whether you're supposed to do it or not, that the Mishnah is not concerned with. That the Gemara fills in, you know, whether it's proper or not proper. Okay. She nara in shitana lo bim tomer dilmbler busa nakat nara kosher kink tana. Whereas how come the Gemara is making a diak? She nara says mashu nara yes ktana no. Maybe the Mishnah is telling a chiddush that even Nara, in other words, the chiddush, no, the Tan is obvious, but Nara, you might think maybe it's some, she's somewhat older, so maybe Taka, she's no longer in his father Rishus, just like Bogeris, so maybe that's why the Mishnah is saying Nara. The Yeshloma, the Daig, Midakatan, she Nara, Velokatan, Yish Mekadosh, Bito Nara. Mashver Dafka Nara of Aloktana. There's the Lashon, you could have said it two ways. Ish Mekadesh is Bito Nara, or Kishahi Nara. See, the Lashon Kishahi means you have to wait until she's a Nara. Bito Nara means the daughter who's a Nara. So that doesn't necessarily mean Nara Ktana, because maybe it's just a Chiddush. But when you think Shahi, it was as if you're saying, wait until she's a Nara. Wait until she's a Nara, the Gemara asks. And you can't do it, Tana. So then the Gemara replies, Enochanam, you can, but you shouldn't. So that's what Tosis is Medayik, that the Lashon Kshehi is different than if we just said Bito Nara. Bito Nara means Bito who's a Nara. But Kshehi means until she's a Nara. Kshehi, until. Bito Nara means the daughter who's a Nara. Fine, that doesn't necessarily mean Nara Ktana. But when you use a Lashon Kishahi, until, that's Mashma, only a Nara. And to that, the Gemara was sensitive to that Diyuk. Inami, Yeshlom, the Daik, Milogutani, the Masnish, and Ish Mekadesh, is Bito Stan. The Stan Azza, Zaka, Bito Biktusha, Velo Mefarish, Nara Kihacha. Mashmur dehachan the first nara havi dafke nara veloktana. Because we have another Mishnah that says Ish Mekadesh is Bito. And here it doesn't say that. It just says nara, so that implies, in other words, since we have a Mishnah in Ksubis that says Ha'av Zakai Bebito, that a father has Zchuyos in his daughter. And it doesn't say Nara, it says Bito, which means a Nara and a Ktana. But here it says Dafka Nara, so maybe it means only Nara. In other words, the first Pshat and Tosis is the Diyuk of the Gemara is from Lashon Kishahi. It's Mashma only a Nara. The other Pshat, the second Pshat and Tosis is, no, it's the Gemara is making a contrast between two Mishnais. That the Mishnah in Ksubis says a father gets, you know, all the girl's profits and everything, Bito. And doesn't say the word Nara or Ktana, just says Bito. Here, it says what? Nara. So how come in that Mishnah it says Bito, which means a Nara and a Ktana, and this Mishnah it only says Nara? So it must mean that this Mishnah is Dafka Nara. It didn't say Bito. Not because of Lashon Kshehi, just in contrast with the other Mishnah that says Bito. So by the fact that it says Nara here, and the other Mishnah says Bito, which Mashma Nara and the Ketana, so it must mean, and this Mishnah is only talking about a Nara. So that the Gemara asks, how so? So to that the Gemara was sensitive, and then that the Gemara asks, why is that so? And the Gemara answers, you're right, it shouldn't be so, but it's so in terms of that you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. Well, so now the famous Tosis is the next Tosis. Also, Adam sheyikadosh is bito kshehi ketana. So it's not right. Right? Because she doesn't really know who she's getting into. When she's a Nara, she's already knows what's going on. When she's a ketana, not so much.
Now,
yeah.
In that case, she doesn't know what she's getting into anyway. Because I thought the guy just met the pocket, not the guy on the street. So she's not seeing him anyway.
Right, that's true. That's true. But
back to her and asks her.
Right. Could be he goes back to her and asks her, discusses her, you know, come back next day. But so by Tana, we don't assume she really could say who she really wants. She's too immature. But Anara, at least then, when she's 12, that was already enough of a. So then she could say who she wants. So then you can do it even lechatchila.
No, like before we said in the Gemara, we said that by her there's no problem that she has to go and see him, and that the Gemara was saying, well, maybe there's going to be a problem that she would go and cause him not to see her, that he has to see her so he won't become distressed. In this case, if a father goes and just meets a guy on the street, and he agrees with the father, and he's like representing her because he's accepting tradition for her as an Ara, does that guy have a problem with you with the Ara that he has to see her then or not? Because he's giving the tradition straight to the father.
Right.
So he must be agreeing. Is he still chayav to go in to see her? Or because the father is like representing his daughter, because as an Ara.
Maybe he sees her. From his perspective, he has to. Yeah, from his perspective.
Even though she doesn't, or even though the father can see
her. Yeah, he'll see, yeah, he has to see her from his perspective. It's chal, but so it shouldn't be an isser of also lodom shikadish ishakodim shirena. He has to see her. Oh, so Tosa says, "Afal gav d'omer leeldi sur lekam mishem davla meisav tandu." But Tosa says, "Akash, but I thought from a woman's perspective, she's happy with anybody. So then, why is there an iser?" So Tosa says, "Gaval d'akasha." On one hand, we're saying tavla meisav tandu that a woman doesn't have to see the guy because she's happy with anybody, and here we're saying that you can't be kaddish a daughter who's a ketana l'chatchila. Because you know, she didn't see the guy and she doesn't know about the guy. And but I thought she doesn't matter for the girl, right? Didn't the Gemara say it doesn't matter because tav lemeisav tandu? So these two things are contradictory. But in other words, the concept of osur l'adam sheikadish isha, osur l'adam sheikadish is bitok sheiktana, and the concept of tav lemeisav tandu l'chora are contradictory things, right? We should have all asked this question. Right? We should have all asked if the Gemara said it, right? So the Avgav Domer Leldi Surah Leka Mishav the Tav Lameis of Tandu Hani Mili Bigdola She Miskadeshish of the Atzma the Kevish in the Saratze is Leka Lameich Hashem Atachzor. Avoktana She Miskadeshish of the Avia Ikil meich Hashem im hoisa gedolo lo hoisa misratzes. Period. How do you understand Tosas Teretz?
No, I think Tosos is saying that by a gedola we assume more of the kala tell the Mesa, because maybe she already, you know, starts to put pressure, she starts to get worried about Katana. She still doesn't understand the fact that she's not going to get married, so we don't, she's not as deep into the cloud of Talmud Mitov, and so since she could, you know, theoretically think that she still can get married, she might, you know, go back from this guy.
Right, in other words, a woman who's a Gedola, in other words, Tosa saying that Talmud Mesa Tandu is only by a Gedola. Right. By a Gedola, she's already a Gedola, she's already 12 years old, so then, and she wants to get married, she wants to get married, so she's appointing a shliach. So then we say, once she decides she wants to get married, and she's ready to get married, so then she'll be happy with anyone. But the Katana, who's not necessarily ready to get married, so Katana, that's she miskadeshes al yidei aviha. So we're afraid that, in other words, who says she, you know, who says when she's a gedola she'll want him? Ah, she wants everybody, but that's only once she's a gedola. We could say that. Yeah. What?
Does she have a choice when she's a gedola?
No.
So can't you say that when she's a gedola
she doesn't
have a choice?
She doesn't, and when she's a gedola she also doesn't have a choice. Was this idea that father's Kaddish Isha is chal even without her consent? So they say once the girl is ready to get married, so then we assume that she's nichole with anybody, at least in that society. But well, by the shliach, she also doesn't.
But the shliach has to ask her for the shas. Maybe she has some saying that.
Right. Whereas by the fact that she's appointing the shliach. In other words, once she's already has a say in the matter, she's appointing a shliach, then we assume that she's nichale with whatever it comes up. But when she's a katana, we're afraid that maybe when she becomes a gedola, she won't want this guy. So therefore we say that lechatchila it's also l'adam shikadish is bito shiktana. And then Tosus makes the famous comment. He says, "Achshav she'anu, it's unbelievable. Anu nogim lekadosh b'noseinu afilu ktanos." So Tosus says the minig in his time, unbelievable. The Balei Tosus that they would marry off their daughters when they were ktanos against the Gemara, because the Gemara says it's chal, but you shouldn't do it lechatchila. So Tosus wants it. A lot of times Tosus will discuss minhagim that the Balei Tosus had or did, which is against the Gemara. And they'll try to explain, you know, why the minhag developed not to follow the Gemara. So Tosus, a lot of times, so like clapping, dancing on Shabbos is an example, right? So Tosus, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. And Tosus says, well, we dance on Shabbos. Because, and so and Tosus has explained, why don't we follow the Gemara? So he explains that we don't follow the Gemara because there's no chashash b'zmanazeh that we're going to come to fix the musical instrument. It's not going to happen b'zmanazeh. But a lot of times, you can go through hundreds of Tosus in the Shas where Tosus will quote a practice which is against the practice in the Gemara. So this is an example. The Gemara says you shouldn't lechatchila mekadesh a girl when she's a ketana, because who knows, when she'll grow older she won't want this guy, so you shouldn't do it now. So Tosus said, but we do it. So what's his rationale? Achshav she'anu nogim lekadesh b'noseinu afilu ketana, seinu mishum shebechol yom v'yom hagolus misgaber aleinu. He says the golus is very... Every day the galus is getting worse. Im yesh sipik biyad odem achshav losis lebito nedunya shem lachas man lo yesh sipik biyado. If Teisha Bito Aguna La'olam. Unbelievable. What the mindset was. There was people were poor. So the only way you get your daughter married is if you give an adunya. In other words, that means that the father of the daughter has to give money to the couple that they'll be able to start a marriage. That's the nadunya. That's the money that the girl was bringing into the marriage, usually from, you know, from her father. So so there was so much poverty that so if the father right now has the money, let him do the deal now, because you never know if he's going to wait 5 years from now, he might not have the money anymore. And it's unbelievable. The chashash is teisha bito aguna la'olam, she'll never find a shidduch. There was such a chashash that they were in the time of the Bali Tosis that they'd never find a shidduch. If what? Aguna just means someone who can't get married. It's not the aguna of the someone whose husband you know, is lost or something like that. You know, it's someone who can't get married. So Tosa says that we're in such poverty, and the Golas is so, you know, the Mamish were living in poverty in the Golas, and with such poverty, you have to be afraid that we're going to never have the money. So if you have the money now, do it now. Don't wait. If she's 3 years old, you have the money now. Marry her off now. Make the deal now. Give the money over to the chassan now. And you'll have the shidduch. But if you wait till she's a gadol, you wait 9 years. Who knows if you'll have the money? And then no one will ever want to marry her, because they don't have money to. So that's a very interesting thesis. Yeah.
This is an example of Horasha. Like really, it's Aser in this particular case.
Yeah, it's like Horasha, right? It's a Rasha. In other words, Bali Tosis were very big in minhag. In minhag, what people do, what's the minhag, and you know, there's so many svarim come out about, you know, minhagim and how to minhagim, because minhag is an integral part of Yiddishkeit. Is minhag, you know, and you know what the svarim write. Minhag is osios gehenim. Right, in other words, you can't be. I mean, if you are mezalzel and hug him, then you end up in Gehenna. So that's what's brought down. And minhag is osios Gehenna. So we treat minhagim very. You know, some people, you know, some rationalists think, oh, minhagim, we don't have to listen to minhagim and this and that. No, you know, and it doesn't. It's not in the Rambam, so therefore. You know, you don't have to follow it. No, Minhag Yisrael, you know, it's very. Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, Bizman Azeh, that the Torah Shebal Peh is written down. So the true Torah Shebal Peh that we have Bizman Azeh is Minhagim. And there's a lot written about Minhagim, about, you know, there's a Mariel about it. Shul has a certain minhag to sing a nigga in a certain way. And the chazan changed, and he lost his daughter, and he attributed that he changed the minhag. So you don't just, you know, change. Certain shuls have no minhagim, so they just, everyone, you know, does what they want. But there's certain kehilas that have a minhag, and you have to follow the minhag. Minhag is a very important thing. Osios Gehenim. So here, so Tosa says that the minhag was that we marry off the girls when they're 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old. It's against the Gemara, but there was economic reasons that they had to do it. Yeah.
When did that change?
Guess
we.
No, yeah, but this is a minhag. In other words, that was temporary because of the economic situation. Then Jews became much wealthier. It wasn't a minhag in terms of like that type of minhag, right? That was what they were doing. It's not a minhag that now b'dafka we have to marry our girls off at 3 years old. But no one's going to say that. Right. That was the Iker Adin really is Asher Lodim. And then we're veering away from that. So we have to explain why we're veering away from that. But once the Svar of Tosis no longer applies, like in our society, this Tosis no longer applies. So then we don't do this anymore.
Wasn't that during the time of the Crusades?
Yeah.
So they didn't know, because the Crusades could have come into town and killed them or destroyed all their property, they would have lost their livelihood. So they almost had to do that because they had the money. They needed to make sure everything was set up for later on in the line.
Right. Right. So that's what he's saying. The goal was Misgaber the Chol Yom. Right. That could be referring to the Crusades. That right, as you said, the goyim can come in and one day burn down your barn, and you have nothing left. Yes.
How much money are we talking about? Like, what is the difference? Is it so much that, like, you know, like one day you'll have it, the next day? I mean, I guess it was, but.
I mean, in their society, what it was, I guess, a certain amount of money that you needed to get things going. And I mean, in any society, it's a certain amount of money you need to get things going. But what it was in the time of the Balei HaTosfos, you know, I'm sure you can read some historical books about, you know, the Rav Soloveitchik's son, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik. That's what his big expertise in the Balei HaTosfos, and the, you know, well, he's very into Yayin Nesach. You know that.
Huh? He's ready, but.
What?
He's ready, but.
Right. Yeah.
I don't understand the beginning of Tosfos, Kasha's. Why can a person marry off a Katana? Why can't
the father marry off? In other words, it's Chal, but he shouldn't do it because we're afraid that when she gets older, she's. They say she doesn't really want.
Right. I mean, the reason that a husband has to see the wife see the girl, because he might not, you know, like what she looks at. They talk about looks. I don't. The two things. We're not worried that she's not gonna see him and not like it because a girl is gonna be she'll like him. But that's as far as looks goes. This is not what. The reason that he's not allowed to marry her off is not because we're scared that she's not going to like his look. And then when she's a gadol, you know, gadola, she's going to say, oh, I don't like his looks anymore. One's talking about looks, and one's saying that we shouldn't marry off the town because she's not called to be married. So I don't understand if Tosfos is kasha. He's saying that really you should be able to marry her off when she's a gadol because she'll like him no matter what. But that's talking about looks, not talking about.
Well,
why?
Well,
how
did they
the whole
country
guy?
Right. Yeah, that's all the books.
Tosfos is saying the problem was so bad in Golis that they were docha ve'haft l'recha kamocha.
Yeah.
So can we say that nowadays where the Golis is so bad, I'll be like intermarriage? That like, I don't know, maybe we can come up with some line.
No, so
like,
well,
honestly,
want,
I don't know. I didn't understand what.
There's no reason to marry your 4-year-old girls today.
Like that's what I thought when I read it. I thought it was talking about intermarriage.
You know, when like the little girls, you know, march down, you know, at the, you know, that could be their wedding. Okay. Now let me ask you a question. This halacha that a father can marry off his daughter, a naro, or so we say, a naro or a katana, right? Does that mean only the father, or could she also? Say a girl is 12 years old, she wants to get married, so could she go under the chuppah and accept the ring, or it has to be dafke the father? As we said, the father can marry her off, right? Does that mean only the father? Or does that mean even the father? What is that? How do you understand it?
Above Nara, Tosfos is just the
above
Nara, she can do it herself. As then what the Mishnah said.
What does the Mishnah say? Yeah, but that could be when she's Bogaris. I'm asking, in other words, once a woman is 12 and a half, then for sure she can do anything. In Judaism, 12 and a half is the time where a woman has her independence. Right? So at 12, she's a bardas. She's a bardas. She's chayav in mitzvahs already. She's a bas mitzvah. Now the father could still marry her off, but does that mean only the father or even the father?
Even the father.
Even the father or only the father? You're
she's
saying,
and, or she, if she has das and she's a five and all the mitzvah, then obviously that.
So you're saying, even the father.
Yeah, even the father can still do it.
Absolutely. Even the father. And what do you say?
Even the father. But that is, because if she can do it herself, then she can do it herself. But the father can do it also, then even the father can do it also.
So even the father. You're even the father. Even the father. You even the father?
I am only.
Who's only? Let's say, who's an even? What are you, an even or only? Even or only? Even or only? Only the father.
So it's just explained that Shevet Hafser with the katana. So didn't we say that because she's not necessarily ready, so if she's not ready, then how could she?
That's by a katana.
Yeah.
So but I'm asking by a nara.
It's by nara.
Nara, she's 12 years old. She's a bat mitzvah. No, by a katana for sure. Sorry, no. A katana can't do anything herself. Then it's only. By Ketan, it's only the father. And then Lechatchili Shunda, Bizman HaGolos, Tosus permitted it. Right? But I'm asking by Gedola. It was when she's 12 and a half, it's only her. When she's a Ketana, when it's a Ketana, it's only the father. When she's 12 and a half, it's only the girl. The 6 month period between 12 and 12 and a half, what's the story? So our mission says the father can do it. So does that mean only? You see what it's. Less than 12, then it's clear that it's only the father. When it's 12 and a half and more, it's only her. The question is, between 12 and 12 and a half, so we, the Mishnah here says the father, but does that mean only the father or even the father? Only the father. Even though she's an adult.
Because the fact is that even though she's a gedola, she's bas mitzvah, why do we have to... why do we have to say that there's why do we have to differentiate 12 from 12 and a half? There's really no reason to differentiate 12 from 12 and a half.
But the halacha does differentiate.
Right, so I'm saying one of the reasons that you could say that you're saying 12 and a half, you're putting her in a separate category than from 12 to 12 and a half, is you could say that to show you that although she might be bas mitzvah, she might have to be obligated mitzvah, there's still some boundaries that she can't surpass until she reaches the level of a bogaris.
Yeah,
right. So I'm saying only her father. She does. It can't be. It's not saying that she doesn't have a choice in the matter yet.
She doesn't have a choice in the matter.
It's only her father.
It's only. By
differentiating the 12 to 12 and a half.
You could say that 12, they both could do it, and 12 and a half is only her. You could say that. Right? You could say that. In other words, there'll always be a differential between 12 and a half and 12. Either the child is at 12, it's only him, and that 12 and a half is only her. Or you could say, no, 12 is both, either one, and that 12 and a half is only her. So which is the true track? So what do you want to say to my son?
Well, I'm going to theme that a little bit.
Okay. What do you want to say?
Considering that when we offer, when the father marries off, like a designated, do you have an option any time to opt out of the marriage? Or no, when she reaches 12 or 12 and a half, do we allow her to say, otherwise, it's going to get divorced? And if so, what age is that?
When the father marries off the daughter when she's at the time,
right.
She's an ancious ish midaraisa.
She needs to get a divorce. At what age do we allow her to have that opinion to give a divorce? Because if it's the age of 12...
She never has an opinion.
She never, she can...
Divorce is the husband's.
Divorce is the husband's, right.
Only if
she's going to give her a choice at any time.
Right. She's a regular married woman, just like any other married woman on the earth.
Right, okay.
Except if she's Mizana, we're not going to kill her, because she's just a katana.
Right. But she's at 12, okay.
First of all, this is what when we say Shema Tavza, what are we worried about if she can't vote for get anyone? She's not going to want to be with him.
She can't say that.
Tosfos is the word Shema Tavza.
Shema Tavza just means that she's not going to be happy.
She can't be. She can't be.
She'll just be miserable.
Oh, okay, fine.
She'll have a miserable.
Also,
right, so we don't want people to have miserable lives.
Right. I'm saying I'm going to stick with the only her father could do it.
Only, yeah.
Because we were saying before that in a normal situation, until a girl is 12 years old, she's not even interested in becoming married, right? And that's why we said it only works when you know, right?
You're, that's philosophy. Yeah.
A normal, like 11 and a half year old, 11 three
quarter year old. But I'm okay, fine. But the question is, is it chal? In other words, you're telling me what's right and what's nice and what's practical. I want to know what works and what doesn't work legally. I'm coming from a legalistic person. You're coming from a social worker. Perspective.
Why is
Tosis? No, Tosis is discussing the social aspect. Is it right to do or not? The Gemara tells us that it works. So that everyone agrees that a father could be Mekadesh his daughter. That's question is, should you do it? Is it proper? So the Gemara says it's not proper. It works, but it's not proper. That's the Gemara. Also Odom Shikadesh Bitok Shiktana. So the verse is not proper. Tosa says that even though it's not proper, we still do it today because we have financial concerns.
So maybe when Tosa was saying that the girl is ready to get married before she's 12, is saying that to imply that she's not ready to get married by herself until she's 12 and a half.
So then. Yeah, but you see. You're mixing two things, because the Tosis is talking about what's nice and what's proper and what's good. I'm asking what legally is binding. It's legally binding from day one. There might be, we shouldn't do it, because also Lo'odom Sheikadesh Isha Asher Yigdal. So you can't, don't quote me that Tosis, because that Tosis is in the realm of what is proper to do. I'm asking what legally works. You understand? Yeah.
We're also not looking at that where somebody is tied in all mitzvahs except for one little.
What do you mean?
Well,
she's tied in all mitzvahs. What do you mean?
That's my point. It doesn't make sense to say that here it's only her father. From 12 to 12 and a half, it's only her father that can marry her. She's tied in mitzvahs. She's tied in mitzvahs. She should be able to marry herself off and her father.
Yeah, but question the chiyuv mitzvahs and the question whether it's chal are two separate things. She's mechuyev in mitzvahs, but maybe she's still in her father's rishus, and therefore she can't accept kedushin, because kedushin has nothing to do with chiyuv mitzvahs. Kedushin has to do with whether you can accept kedushin only if you're your own rishus. But if you're still in your father's rishus halakhically, then maybe he has to be the one to accept the kedushin.
But wasn't the thing, since the
Rambam
said
the
tradition itself was the teacher became that the actual tradition was a mitzvah?
I don't know yet.
I know.
You know too much.
If it's a mitzvah.
So therefore, bottom line, what do you want to say?
Therefore, it's obviously that even her father can, but like it makes sense that she can go and marry herself off, and that the Gemara is coming there, so it's just
that. So it's both. It's even.
Yeah, it's even.
And Rav Targal, what do you say?
I would say only because the Mishnah at the end seems to be saying that the father could appoint the shliach, and if she was responsible for it all together, she would have to appoint the shliach, and the father wouldn't be able to.
Maybe the separation between Nara and Gogeras is that when she wants to get married, that once she's in Nara, she can go there, and like I guess meet with the guy, whatever. But the only way that she can get married is with her father's permission. But once she becomes a Bulgarian, then she can do it on her own. So maybe that's what the difference is between our Bulgarians.
Yeah. So therefore.
That the when you're asking like is it the father to marry off or not, he's the only one that's allowed to marry off between the Narbogaris here, but because like I guess the different terminology is because maybe that at the age of 12 that's when she goes out, but she's only allowed to get married to him with her father's consent.
Mm-hmm.
But before she comes to Nara, then her father can marry off on his own without her consent.
So you're saying that from 12 to 12 and a half...
Then she can go by herself, but the only time that she's allowed to get married is if she gets her father's consent. But before 12, then her father can marry her off.
Uh-huh.
And then once she goes to Bulgaria, she can do it on her own.
You're saying, in other words, maybe from 12 to 12 and a half she can do it herself, but she needs consent.
Yes,
she
needs consent.
Oh. In other words, he's saying a chiddush here. That maybe there are three levels. One is when it's totally done by the father. One is you can do it yourself, but you need consent at least from your father. And the third level is when you can do it yourself without consent. So he's saying a chiddush. Maybe in other words, I was asking, yes, no, could the girl do it herself? So some guy said no, some guy said yes. You're giving a third shita. Yes, only with his consent, which is interesting, because you're saying that she's old enough, she's gedola, so she can do the maisa kinyan, but still she's in her father's rishus, so she needs consent. Okay, before we see what's here, I want to raise one more question, and that is, what would you say by a get? In other words, a girl can be an eshesish right away. So, at what point could he give her a get? And when he does give her a get, does he give the get to the father or to her?
She's in his rishus then. She's not her father's rishus anymore. She's a totally shesish. So maybe you'd have to give it to her as opposed to her father. But the question is, does she go back to her father's rishus after?
Right, so that's the question, whether she was a nesua, so she's a, right, yisom b'chayaviyah. Yeah.
Would it be the same issue as by the kedushin, the 12 or 12 and a half? Same by the kedushin, she can do it upon herself, then at 12, when we give her the get. We're saying that the father still has to have the mindset, and it has to be the father's rishus, then she go to the father's. She'd be telling him the same issue for the kedushin for the get.
What do you mean, the same issue?
We're saying that by the condition, we're saying the issue is if we're saying when she's a Nara at the age of 12 and she can say the condition by herself, then by the case of the get at 12, she can accept it. But if we're saying we still have to have the father's rishus, we still have to get the father to accept the condition for her until she's 12 and a half, then for the get also, we'll say the same thing. Until she's needed 12 and a half, we still have the father's rishus and the father.
It's the same, you're saying.
Right.
And you're saying?
I'm saying that the get is the kedushin.
So
the same argument we were just discussing before for the kedushin
should apply to get.
By the get.
And what do you say? Last comment.
Once she's mekadesh to the man, she's in his rishus. She's not a yisom b'chayaviyah until the get happens. So she's not her father's rishus. Her father should have no holding over her. While she's married, the get only goes to her. The father should have no say in it once. If she's a katana or a nara that's already married off, why should the father have any saying?
She should have no saying. Okay, so take a look at both the mem gimel of the base. In the middle of the page, last word on the line is ha'ish. Ha'ish mekadesh is bito. Tanan hasam nara hamarasa. Hi vavia mekabel mezgita. Now this is a case of a nara marasa. She's already a marasa. She's a nara. So the Mishnah says that he v'aviyah mikabel mezgita, meaning either her or her father. Rabbi Yehuda ain't stated yet. Naim zochas kachas al aviyah mikabel mezgita. Rabbi Yehuda says only aviyah. This is by a nara who's getting divorced. So the first opinion says that it's either or, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's only aviyah. And then it continues. There was a woman who doesn't know anything what's going on, she can't watch her own get, can't be divorced even by her father. So listen carefully. Amar Reish Lakish, ki machlokus legerishin, kach machlokus lekedushin. So Reish Lakish says, just like there's a machlokus by gerishin, whether it's even or only, same machlokus by kedushin. So machlokus whether it's even or only. Rav Yochanan Omar machlokus legerishin. So Rav Yochanan disagrees. That says that machlokas, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, is only by gerushin. But by kedushin, it's only the father. Only the father. And that's where the Rambam paskens like. Rabbi Yosef Ravchina, my time is Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave it there. Rabban Gerishin, the Machnes Sasim, or Sus Avia, Bein Hi, Bein Avia. Kedushin, the Machnes Sasim, or Sus Avia, Avia Velohi. So that's what he's saying here. So we have two. So we have a machlokas by Gittin, whether it's the first opinion says he vavia mekabel mezita, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, ein shtei yadayim zochas kacha, so vavia mekabel mezita, and Reish Lakish says it's the same machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says the machlokas is only gerushin, but for kedushin it's avia velohi. And so that's how we assume, like Rabbi Yochanan. That's Aviyah Velohi. So the Meila, it's only, the fellows raised the point that she's a Fardah, she's Barchiyuga, but she's still in the father's Rishus when she's a Nara. So therefore, if she wants to get married, it has to be through the father only. She can't go under the Chuppah and accept the Kedushin herself. The father has to do it. It's even though she's a bardas, but kedushin is another issue of, because kedushin you're giving yourself over to someone else's rishus, so you can only do that if you're bialim over your rishus. But if your father's still bialim over your rishus, so then he has to be the one doing the kinyan, and not the girl. So it's only. So when we say, so this Gemara, Mem Gimel Lamed Beis, helps us understand our Gemara. Because our Gemara, our Mishnah says that the father's Mekadesh, so we asked, is it either or only? So Reish Lakish says, according to one opinion, it can be either. According to, because it's the same Machlokas by Gittin, it's the Machlokas by Kedushin. But Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's Machlokas by Gittin, but by kedushin, is everyone agrees it's aviyah velohi. So therefore, now we understand when the Mishnah says that ish mekadesh is bito kshinara, it means only the father, not her. So again, when she's a ketana for sure, it's only the father. Chiddush is even nara, it's only the father, and when she's a bogeris, she's on her own. So there's no,
I think that since Rio Pan's Sara is about attack, I mean, the reason why I'm only talking is because
the idea of giving over her rishuyos to someone else. So in order to give over her rishuyos, she needs her father's permission. So since that's the svar, then that svar should also, you know, then go back on the machlokes of the gerish should also, because since we're saying that whichever rishus she's in, that's how we decide. So like the guys were saying that since by the time that she's already the ishus is, she's within the rishus of her husband, therefore he would have to give her the get.
Who?
Meaning, because again, because the svar that Rabbi Yochanan's using seems to be the idea that depending on whose rishus she's in.
You have a Rambam here? I'll read it to you in the Rambam. If a gerushin, you take a look at Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches. Beis Yud Ches and Hilchas Gerush. You take a look. Gerush Shinara. So again, I'm Kaddish Ktana Al Yidei Aviv. Gerush Ktana Aviv Mekabel Gita. In other words, a father who Rambam says marries her off when she's Ktana, then the husband decides to divorce her, has to give the get to the father. And when the father gets the get, she's Megureshes. Gerush Shinara. So imigia get liyada or liyada via niskasha, either one. Yeah, either one, right? That's the opinion of Tanakama, of Nara Marasahiva via Mekabel Mezgita, not like Rabbi Huda. So and then when it comes to kedushin, so we hold like Rabbi Yochanan that says that machlokus was only by gerushin. But by Kedushin, it's not so. That's in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel is Kedushin. Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. Fichim kabel av kedusha bito miyom shenolad so ad shetiboger. Okay? Good. You can accept the star too. Right, Bia, right, Kedusha Bia wouldn't work. Probably not, because B is something she has to do herself. Yeah.
When Rashi says kosh din katana, is he talking about din kedushin?
When Rashi says where? Which Rashi?
She narrow, but kosh din tishi katana.
Right.
So
that's kedushin.
Talking about din kedushin, right?
Right. He's, yes. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. So that's the first sugi of the Gemara. So the next sugi of the Gemara is the discussion of shlichus, right, and that's what the beginning of the second parak is famous for the discussion of shlichus. And tomorrow, Shir Bez Hashem, will be about how to appoint a shliach.
In other words, Pashup Shah, you point to Shliach. You say, you're my Shliach. But the question is, do you have to do that in front of Edom or not? The Kedushin has to be in front of Edom. The question is, do the Mina Shlichus have to be in front of Edom or not? So what's the source of Shlichus? L'chora, Shlichus, as we said, is not a Svara. The first Rashi, B'gemara Yalifla, right? We pointed out that Rashi means to say B'gemara Yalifla means the Gemara has to learn it out. It's not enough to just say it's not a Svara. Shlichus is not a Svara, right? Is Shlichus a Svara? Not a Svara. You see, if I don't want to go to cafeteria to get lunch, and I ask you to go for me, that's not Shlichus. What is that? Chesed? What is that halakhic terminology? That's Maisa Kof Ba'alma. It's not... Right? We have a concept of Maisa Kof Ba'alma, like a monkey's acting. Meaning, it's not like... It's not like any halachic. It's not like I need to give the money to the cashier. As long as the cashier gets the money, so. But by kiddushin, it's not enough that the woman gets the money. She got to get the money from the husband giving the money. And by a get, it's not enough for the woman to get a get. She has to get the get dafka from the husband. She needs an asina from the husband. So therefore, to say that someone else could do it in your stead is a chiddush. You see, but by buying lunch, it's not like you need a mice and asina of the money to the cashier. She just has to get the money. A monkey could present her the money and it'll be fine. Right? Right, so that's a maisa kol ba'alma, that's not shlichus. Shlichus means that you really need a certain person to do the maisa, and the Torah is mechadesh that you can appoint someone else to do the maisa. The chassan really has to give the ring, and now someone else is representing him. Well, the chassan really has to, or the man has to give the get, and now someone else is representing him. So therefore, you need a maisa and a sina, and therefore, we say someone else could do it on your behalf. So there, that's not a svara. One could have said that if the husband can't give the get, then he can't have a get. The husband has to come himself and give it. That's what I would have thought. So therefore, or the kiddushin. The husband has to give the kiddushin himself. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that Aish Mekadosh Bo Mishlucho. But you need a pasuk for that. So what's the pasuk? So it says the Gemara, Shlichus Menolan. Shlichus Menolan. How do you know? The Tanya Vishilach Melamed Shehu Osa Shliach. Vishilcha Melamed Shehi Osa Shliach. Now where is this pasuk? This pasuk is Dvarim Chav Dalet. You should always look up the psukim. You have a chumash here? It's in the Gemara? In the Oz V'Hodah Gemaras. Where is it? Oh. Wow. Pays to get this Gemara. Thank you.
It's a type of a...
Well... You see, Torah Or HaShalem? You all have these Gemaras? No. Dvarim Chavdalet Aleph, and then Dvarim Chavdalet Gimel. You have to look it up. You see, if you don't look it up, you don't know what the Gemara is talking about. You read the Gemara, it seems like there's one pasuk says Vishilach, and another pasuk says Vishilcha. And one is going on the man, and one going on the woman. But there's no pasuk of Vishilach. No pasuk of Shilach. It just says, "Ki yikach ish isho ba'ala v'yad nosim sochem be'enav ki matzah ba'ervas dover v'kasev lo sefer krisus v'nosim b'yada v'shilcha mi beso." Shilcha mi beso means he sends her away from his house. Shilcha with a mapike. Shalach osa. Shilcha. Mibesu. So look. Now, the Shilcha is teaching us two things. Because really, it didn't have to say V'shulcha, it could have said V'girsha. Right? So by the fact that it used the Lashon Shaluchim and not a Lashon Gerishin, that's a Chiddush. And then it didn't have to say V'shulcha, it could have said what? V'shilach. So by the fact that it says V'shulcha, it's telling us an added thing. So we're allowed to learn two Chiddushim. Because the normal thing would have been if the Torah just write the Gersha. Right? But the fact that the Torah doesn't write the Gersha, the Torah writes V'shilcha, but the Torah didn't have to write V'shilcha. It could have just said V'shilach, and he sends her. Sends. And obviously means the heart. So by the fact that it said Shilach, it said Lashon Shilach and not Gershon, gives me a right to have one limud. And by the fact that it says, doesn't say Vishilach, but it says Vishilcha, when it could have said Vishilach, teaches me another Chiddush. So it's very misleading, because if you read the Gemara and you don't look up the Psukim, you think that one Pasuk says Vishilach, that means he's doing a Shliach, and another Pasuk says Vishilcha, so she's doing a Shliach, but that's not the case. There's no Pasuk that says Vishilach. The Pasuk says Vishilcha, but Vishilach means that it could have said Vishilach. It didn't have to say Vigerish. It could have, that was by the fact that it said Vishilach, meaning it could have it used that Lashon in terms of not using the Lashon of Gershon, it used the Lashon of Shiluchim, that's one limud, and the fact that it said Vishilcha instead of Vishilach is an added limud. So you have two limudim here. Look at the Gemara. Shlichus menolam tagi Vishilach melamed shehu osa shliach. Vishilcha melamed shehi osa shliach. Rashi. Shilach begerish nksi v'shilchach mi beso m'lo koso begersha lamdeinu basha ish osa shliach l'holik yet liishto. In other words, by the fact that the pasuk, in other words, gerishin means he's sending her away, but the Torah chose to use to express gerishin by using a lashon of v'shilach. Why did it do it that way? Just say Girsha. Why did use a lashon of Shilach of sending? The answer is to teach us a din Shlichus. Because if you just had the lashon of a Girsha, you wouldn't learn Shlichus. But the fact that you use the lashon of Shiluach instead of lashon Gerish, that teaches us Shlichus. Then, by the fact that it said a bigger lashon of Vishilcha, it teaches us an added thing. So how do you understand what is Rashi saying? Yeah.
That's going on the woman.
But what is the pasuk going on?
Meaning, because the fact that there will be no mapike there, and then supposed to be shalia, it's hers.
Is there a mapike or is there no mapike?
There is, but Rashi is learning after if there were.
So explain.
It's a din the nikkur. And if there wasn't the mapike, right, then the shilcha is on her, meaning the mapike that is his shaliyah.
With a mapike means v'shulcha, he sends her.
He sends her.
Without a mapike means
her shalia.
Shilcha, she sends.
Right.
She sends. Shilcha means she sends. Shilcha is shalach osa.
Right.
Shilcha. Oh, so what he's saying is that the fact that it could have been said lashon gerish, and it says lashon shalach, that already is one limud that he can make a shliach. And by the fact that it says it with a hey, when it didn't,
even though this hay is a hay of mapikei, but it could have just said v'shalach. And the fact that it says v'shilcha with a hay, which we could read is going, why did it say it with a hay? It would just say v'shilach. He sends her. But so we dash in it on her from the extra hay. That's without a mapikei. In other words, because it didn't have to. In other words, the extra hay is if it wouldn't have been a mapik hay, it would have been her sending. Shilcha, she sends.
Doesn't that work against them? Like, why is Rashi mentioning the mapik hay? Like,
no, because in other words,
the pasuk needed
the mapik hay because the pasuk is talking about the man doing it. But the pasuk, but by the fact that the pasuk, if it would have been only about the man, then it didn't need the whole hay. So once the hay is there and it's about the man, there's going to be a mapik hay. But since he didn't need that whole hay there in the first place, so the real reason of the hay is to teach us about her. And if it's about her, it's not without a mapik hay. The reason there's a mapik hay is because the Pshuto Shel Mikra is talking about him doing it. But by him, it didn't have to say Vishulchach, just a Vishilach. So therefore, the extra Joshua is from the hay. And the hay didn't need, so the hay has a mapikei because it's talking about him, but it didn't need the mapikei. It didn't need, because it couldn't just say v'shilach. But the fact that it says with a hay, it means her. So she could send. She sends. Oh, one second. The question is, what's the big question here? The world, why do you need two psukim? Meaning, once you know he can make a shliach, do you need another pasuk to say that she can make a shliach? In other words, the Gemara makes two drushes. The shilach, melame shehu shlishlich. The shilcha, melame shehir shlishlich. Why do you need? Once you know there's a concept of shlichus, so what? Where we discriminate between men and women? Why should we discriminate? This is not a question.
We said she can't, divorce herself. That's discrimination.
I mean, so we do discriminate.
Yeah.
Right, we do discriminate. Right, so therefore you might think. So it says finish off the statement.
So you might think that she can't appoint a shliach, and he can.
Because. You said it, because since. Who's in the driver's seat for Gerushin? The man. So therefore, he can appoint a shliach. But she, it's only what? Bal Korcha. So maybe she can't appoint the shliach, but she's not the Balabasya. That's the Tosas Rush. The famous Tosas Rush. You have these Gemaras, they have the Tosas Rush in the back? They have it in all... And these Gemaras, they have a section here. Mikroi Kodesh Tosi Rashi V'Tosas. Does the Ozma Hodder have it too?
Yeah.
Let's take a look. See, it's on page Chof Ches. You have it? Page Chof Ches in the section that says Mikroi Kodesh V'Tosi Rashi V'Tosas.
This is what it's Rashi?
Mm-hmm.
Here will be the
Tosas
Rush.
The Tosas Rush. The Shilcha. Melame Shehu Sheh Shliach. Got it? Yeah? Beim Tomar, Amai Tzarech Trei Kroi, Why in the Tupsukim Chad L'Shlich as Abavu Chad L'Shlich as Isha? V'yesh Lomar, the Hava Mina the Babalu D'Shayach Shlich, Sheinu Begaru Shalom B'Daito. I might think that Shlichus is only the Baal because he's the one who's in charge. It's his das that matters. Aval Isha Shemizgarash is Baal Korcho, but an Isha Shemizgarash is Baal Korcho. Lo Oli Masay Dida, but she's Mizgarash is Baal Korcho, so she doesn't, her Maisa is not strong. Oli means strength. Her Maisa is not strong because she's passive. To Kule Hai Shetucholim No Shlich Vim Koma. But the husband, he's in the driver's seat. In other words, in order to make a shliach, you have to be the baal dover. You have to be the baal abbas. So
So the word is, you're the Baal HaBos, so you can even appoint a Shliach. But by Gerushin, she's not the Baal HaBos. She's totally, it's not in her jurisdiction. So you might think, you can't appoint the Shliach, so therefore you need an extra Pasuk of a Shulchah without the Mapikei. I mean, it could have been written without a Mapikei. I mean, in other words, but the fact is an extra hay there, which means shulchah, because from his perspective, you didn't need the whole hay there. So once the hay's there, it has to be a map of hay, but talking about his perspective. From her perspective, you don't need a map of hay, so it's the drush is v'shulchah that she's sending. So Mimela, you need an extra pasuk because you might think that she can't appoint the shliach, so it's not enough to have the first drush of a shilach. You need the second drush or two. This is a famous Tosfos Rush. Okay, Rabbi, tomorrow we can have the shiur, the big packet, about when you appoint a shliach, you have to do it in front of Edim, and that'll be a whole interesting discussion about Edus in general.